Hare Krishna. This morning I received a new mantra from Srila Prabhupada, and it was from a morning walk, 1974, in Delhi. Prabhupada said, change means rascal. Very useful mantra. He is pointing out, I was talking specifically about government, that they're always voting, always saying, he's changing, they're always changing new laws. It just all means change means rascal. And then Prabhupada gave his own example, and he cited Chanakya, that women should never be independent. They should always be protected, either under the father, under the husband, but under the protection of the son, depending on the age group that they're in. And then he moved on to other things. But I kept thinking along those lines, that this whole concept of are women dependent or independent. And of course that women's liberation was already happening in Srila Prabhupada's time. So Prabhupada was no stranger to the concept. But it's important in terms of the vision and the ideology that the Krishna Consciousness Movement has for its own future and the future of society. In an ideal society, are women going to be, and that's what we're meant to be establishing, and before that showing, are they meant to be independent or dependent? It's an important decision. Because that talks about half the world. It says about half the world, the type of conduct, lifestyle, and work, etc., that ladies are going to do. And of course, it also defines what the other half of the world, namely the men, are going to do, because how are men meant to be relating to women? Do they relate to them as dependent persons or as independent persons? So the structure of society, therefore, is very much defined by how one starts off in directing the fairer sex. What direction do they take? And Manusamhita, Bhagavatam, When it comes to defining the roles of women, women enjoy a lot of attention from Shastra in terms of very clearly defining what their specific roles and identities are. And in Bhagavad Gita begins with the very same thing. Arjuna also says, adharmi bhavat Krishna pradus shanti kulastriya strisu dushteshu varshneya jayati varnashankara. Now, these men are going to be killed. Now, who's going to be protecting their wives? If their wives are unprotected, then successive generations, their sons, their daughters, will also degrade. So Krishna didn't debate Arjuna's argument. He just took it one notch further, saying that, well, this is what I want. So, but the principle remains. The principle remains because 5,000 years later, Srila Prabhupada, on dozens, if not hundreds of times, keeps repeating the same thing. No doubt, Prabhupada didn't start off his Krishna Consciousness Movement with ladies being in a completely dependent position. They were given positions of responsibility, albeit limited. And in Srila Prabhupada's time, there were no women temple presidents, GBCs, and so on. So Prabhupada did limit this to how much authority that he gave. But Prabhupada kept repeating the same thing over and over again for the future. So change means rascal. Do we accept it, or do we make a change? Becoming a rascal is not a good foundation for either becoming Krishna conscious or really establishing a Krishna conscious vision of the world. But certainly we need to be very clear about that, because the world around us is very clear about the direction that it's going. At least certainly the very influential and strong left-wing lobby, which is for more than just women's liberation. It's about equal rights, about women doing everything. Here Arjun was saying that what will happen to the women? But now women are out in the battlefield. They're along with the men soldiers. This is sort of the level of women's equality. And why not? Why shouldn't women do things well? And of course, a lot of things need to be in place, including very Vedic men, men who are capable of giving protection and being ideal in their conduct and Krishna consciousness. But in any case, the vision should be there. Srila Prabhupada had a vision, although he may have done things differently at a time of emergency for establishing the Krishna consciousness movement. 50 years down the road, we're not necessarily in emergency mode, but we're certainly at a stage where we need to be clear about what message we give to the outside world. Where are we going? And a good portion, or at least half the outside world, isn't going to be happy with our stand, but the other half is. So there are the liberals, and there are the conservatives, and the conservatives generally also have a similar vision of roles in society. And I guess just take it one further, because I was also scanning through a conversation late in 1970 when one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada asking about whether some devotee wanted to marry a 16-year-old girl, and the question was whether it should be allowed or not, because in theory it's Vedic, but in practice it doesn't look good in today's society. Prabhupada didn't really get into it, and this was like in July or something like that. And Prabhupada just said, it doesn't matter, they'll do whatever they want anyway. So Prabhupada had come to a point where he was quite discouraged. Are we actually going to establish a society based on the values that we receive from Srimad Bhagavatam, or do we just succumb to the influence of external pressures and do whatever other people do, which is what ends up being we do whatever we want to do and what our senses dictate. So anyway, some thoughts on the mantra of change means rascal. Hare Krishna.